HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're just going to continue with the halachot of, again, we're talking about drinking or eating before Havdalah. There was another important point brought down in the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Aleph, that he says, everything that we spoke about until now, that we're talking about, that you're going to allow to be, let's say, to drink water, or for example, that we were in the middle of Shekiah, it was right after sunset, and now you have a question, are you allowed to start Suda Shlishit or not, or are you allowed to eat? So now all this is as long as you didn't pray Arvit. However, if you already prayed Arvit, and even if you're going to come and you're going to pray, right, during the day, so then what happens is, which means that you're praying early, still, once you already prayed Arvit, you have the obligation of Havdalah, and then you're not allowed to eat until you actually do Havdalah. So that's a very, very important point also to note. Sif Dalit comes and it says as follows. Right now what happens is let's say you're eating and all of a sudden it gets dark, and we said that you're allowed to finish your meal. When you finish your meal, you're going to make Birkat HaMazon. What happens with the Birkat HaMazon on the kos? What exactly does that mean? We did mention that there's a whole inyan to say Birkat HaMazon with the kos of Kiddush. It's called kos shel Beracha. Now, there are many different opinions exactly. Is it an obligation, not an obligation? Our minhag was not to do it ala kos bichlal, right? However, though, some people, they say that if you have 3 people, or especially if you have 10 people saying Birkat HaMazon, so then you would do it al HaKos, you would do it with a cup, meaning you would take a cup of wine, and you would say Birkat HaMazon with a cup. So says the Shulchan Aruch, you're going to be Mevarech Birkat HaMazon al HaKos, and then afterwards you're going to be Mavdil Alav, you're going to come and you're going to say Avdalah on it. Now he says, why? Because there's only one cup. However though, he says, if you have 2 different cups, which means I have 1 cup for Havdalah, and 1 cup for the Birkat HaMazon, so therefore I'm supposed to say Birkat HaMazon on 1 cup, and then I say Havdalah on the 2nd cup. Now, to do with this halakha, it's brought down as follows. Obviously, if right now I only have 1 cup, so I'm not going to drink from it in order not to make it a kospagum, which means that I cannot drink from the cup, because if not, then afterwards I won't be able to use it for Havdalah. Because if I already drank from a cup, I can't use the same cup for HaKosha Bracha unless I'm going to refill it. So he says, however though, if I'm going to have 2 cups, so now you do 2 different ones. Why? Because since it's 2 different kiddushot, one of them is the kos of Birkat HaMazon and one of them is Havdalah, so I use 2 different cups and I'm going to come and I'm going to make it on 2 different cups. However though, the Mishnah Berurah comes and he says like this. The Mishnah Berurah says you're allowed to come and drink from this cup. So he says, however though, this is only for somebody that is careful to always make Birkat HaMazon on the cup. However, though, somebody that comes and he does sometimes does not make Birkat HaMazon on the cup, because he holds like the opinions that you do not need the Birkat HaMazon with a cup, it's prohibited for them to drink now from the cup of Birkat HaMazon before Havdalah. So that's very, very important. Then he brings down the Chayadam that says that this is only if it's for sure nighttime, but if it's a Safek Hashikha, if it's Ben Hashmashot, so then you could come and you could rely. So what is the Shitat of the Sfaradim? It comes out that, let's say, for example, this Suda Shlishit. We're going to come, we're sitting down, we're doing the Birkat HaMazon. Let's say we would take a cup, and we're going to now say Birkat HaMazon on the cup, which is basically a lot of the Adot HaMizrach and others, they also do that. So now, or for example, we're going to speak about Sheva Brachot. What do you do in a Sheva Brachot? Sheva Brachot, the Seudah Shlishit. Now, what are you going to do with this cup? Are you allowed to drink it, not allowed to drink it? So the Mishnah Berurah said that if you don't usually drink from the cup, so you're not supposed to. So he says, the Eliyahu Rabbah comes, and he says, on the words of the Magen Avraham, because this Mishnah Berurah is quoting the Magen Avraham, he says it's not Mukhrach, right? And the dat of the Kaf HaChaim is in Siman Kuf Pe Bet, the Kaf HaChaim says that the Ikar is like the Mekubalim, that with 3 people you're obligated a kos, but not by an individual. Meaning if you're saying Birkat HaMazon by yourself, you don't take a cup for Birkat HaMazon. Only if you have minimum of 3 people. So if so, he says, if you have the 3 people, so then when you do the Birkat HaMazon, you would make the Avdalah, you would drink, and then afterwards you would pray. So he says, if you have 2 cups, so then what you would do is like what we said, that Shulchan Aruch, you would actually make Birkat HaMazon on the cup, you would drink it, okay? And then afterwards, you would do the Havdalah on the 2nd cup, okay? So then that's the Shita of the Kaf HaChaim, which basically is that if it's 3 people, you would actually do it on the cup, right? And there's no problem whatsoever. However, though, it says over here, the Chazon Avadiyah was actually posek like the Mishnah Berurah, that he was going to be mekel only in safek chashecha, which means only if it's not 100% nighttime. And he says, but if it's for sure nighttime already, so then you're not supposed to drink from the cup. However, though, he says, if you have 10 people in Suda Shlishit, and all 10 are always careful on the cup, so now you're allowed to drink kimlo lugmav, and there's no problem, even if he himself is not careful. which means if there's a majority of people, or let's say I go to a place of Edot HaMizrach, and they always drink on the cup. So therefore, even though I myself, I'm not usually makpid to drink on a cup of Birkat HaMazon during Seudat Shlishit or any other time, that I don't usually use a cup for Birkat HaMazon, still I'm allowed to be lenient because of them. So therefore, I'm allowed even to drink a revit in order to make Beracha Acharonah. But he says in the Beracha Acharonah, I don't mention of Shabbat, right? So that's what's brought down. And then he says here that the Or Letzion brings down that only the person that made the Beracha should drink and nobody else should drink, right? And that's the entire concept to do with the cause of Beracha. Tomorrow, Bezat Hashem, we're going to speak about what happens if you have a Sheva Berachot. How do you do it then? Because at the end of the day, we know that Sheva Berachot, obviously the Chatan and the Kala have to drink from it. So then now, and who else? And also the person making a Geffen. So then there's a whole question about how do we do it by a Sheva Berachot. But until now, this was halachot to do with, that we mentioned that Stam, if a person's going to make Birkat HaMazon on the coast, whether they're allowed to drink or not allowed to drink. According to the Mishabra, if you're not Makpid to drink all the time, so you don't drink, according to Ravadia, if the other people are makpidim, and therefore they always has a cup, so you're allowed to drink even though you're not makpid. However, though, if not, he's posek like the Mishabra, that only in Safek HaShecha, which means in Menashmashot, are you allowed to be lenient. If not, then you're not supposed to be lenient, you're supposed to do like the Mishabra.